Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're talking leadership and you're talking relationships. This sport, relationships change on a yearly basis because guys are here and gone. And so you have to do your best to try and realize what it takes for each guy to develop the best relationship you can. And, you know, when it comes to leadership and things like that, we didn't make the playoffs last year. We didn't win our division. I lacked in leadership. It's my job as the leader of this team is to get us to the playoffs. So I'm going to need to focus and refocus my energy and time on how can I be a better leader to get us back to the playoffs. Being here, just being with guys and communicating and trying to be the best I can be and hope I can lead them.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:05. It's brought to you by Goodrich and Geis. Ben Roethlisberger on tweaking his leadership. Now as a 37-year-old quarterback trying to change his stripes and spots at this age, speaking of future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, one of them goes off at OTAs. Just an epic rant, is just sick and tired of what's going on. You think you got it bad in Pittsburgh with the drama. Wait until you hear this audio. Plus, a current Steeler takes a shot at Antonio Brown, and believe it or not, Steelers players are coming to AB's defense. You heard that right. Steelers player takes a jab at AB. Current Steelers side with Antonio Brown. But let's go with Ben Roethlisberger on leadership here, Chris. Do you think at 37 years old he can change his leadership style?
No, not appreciably. Tiger doesn't change his stripes. Leopard doesn't change his spots. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I actually... one thing I sort of believe is that he does sense a need for him to be a little bit different. I think he really does. And while he might put forth an effort, I think your old habits, instincts, what you've always been for your entire career, more or less, take over when things start to get tough. And no NFL season is without hardship and hurdles to get through or to get over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see how he can suddenly turn himself into a more communicative, maybe more rah-rah, lead in the room and not just by example guy. He has, and think about it this way, he says there, oh, I got to maybe do this and that and be better, talk more, communicate better. Why does he actually need to do that? He won. If this was any, but in any way a power struggle, he won. He got the big deal. He had the GM basically say that the players all should look up to him. He's had everybody at every turn in every position of power technically above him in the organization back him. Why, if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you can say what you want right there, why would you actually internally feel a need to change your style?
Because of stuff like this?
You know, as professional athletes, we always talk about thick skin. Naturally, we have to have it to do what we do, to deal with all the things we have to deal with, from media to fans to opposing stadiums, all those things. But I'd be lying if we didn't say that it doesn't bother us at times.
The criticism. Do you think it does?
Yeah, I think that he's personally slighted or feels aggrieved by the narrative that's out there about how did a really crappy job last year throwing teammates under the bus.
Okay, so he's prideful too. We agree with that. Yep. He has a lot of pride. He's a sensitive guy. Most athletes check both of those boxes. Isn't the best way to prove people wrong not to actually do what they're suggesting you need to do, but to keep doing things your own way and just win on the
field?
But
the way Ben's doing it is not working. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 2010.
So then there has to be an acknowledgement on his part that he has failed.
And there was, right?
Maybe,
I did a bad job as a leader last year.
I heard a guy a lot. I know he's saying he did a bad job last year, but I heard a guy in the moment last year who seemed fine with the way things were going. So suddenly his mind changed.
I think everyone, but it was Ramon and Pouncey or something that came out and said that, listen, if you have something to say, come say it to us. And, you know, I think that's kind of the mentality we all have taken that listen, we've been attacked from all different angles this year. It's off season. So we just need to stick together and have each other's backs.
I guess I don't really buy the idea that he, I'm sure he soul searches a little bit, and I'm sure like any great player, he thinks about, can I tweak this or that, but I always think his is rooted in on the field. Like I have a very hard time imagining Ben Roethlisberger flush with a new 2-year extension, flush with almost $70 million in that 2-year extension, to the point where now where he hasn't even ruled out the idea of another contract after that when it was broached to him, I have a hard time imagining him saying, you know what, I need to really sit down, take time, valuable time, and reconsider how I'm rallying the troops here. That just seems out of character for him.
I'd be lying if we didn't say that it doesn't bother us at times. You know, so much, it does start to hurt. It affects your family. When it affects your family, then it can definitely affect you. Things bother you, you think about it, but you also have to understand that we live in an amazing country, that we have opinions.
So the least plausible thing for me is that he would take all that criticism that bothered him, that hurt him, even though he has to have thick skin, and say, all of that criticism is actually very accurate. I am going to listen to the people criticizing me. I know this about myself. I'm a prideful person. If somebody says, hey, Chris, your performance on the show sucks, and this is why.
Which is a total hypothetical, by the way.
Not really, but anyway. When people have said that to me.
They have?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what?
The last thing I want to do is look inward and say, oh, yeah, they're right. I just want to say, no, I'm going to keep doing it my way, actually. And I'm going to be proven right in the end.
But I think this offseason was more of a come to Jesus moment than just
you really
Twitter
do?
Nimrods
okay, then that,
going
then,
after
then,
you.
Then here, then hold on. Then hold on right there. If you really believe it, that it was more than just the usual hoi polloi, the slings and arrows from people like me who've been critical of him, then that is like a fundamental belief in this whole debate that it, you're either on one side of it or another. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger looked back at 2018 and said, this was not a good year. I am acknowledging this. I am being introspective. This was bad all the way around. I might have said what I said at the time, but I was wrong. You either believe that or you don't. And it seems like you do, I don't.
I'm going to take his comment on leadership at face value. I think he's always tried to lead by example during the season on the field. What we see on Sundays, when you're that good, that is by definition leading by example. When you're a great quarterback on the field, that is leadership by example. Now, the things we don't see behind closed doors and some of what we get sometimes through the media is not always the best display of leadership. So here's something else with that. Even let's say, just for the sake of this argument or conversation, that I agree with you that this is lip service by Ben and he really is not going to do anything different. He's won two Super Bowls. Why change at 37 years old? He doesn't have to change. It's Antonio Brown who has to change.
When Antonio Brown's gone, so the problem's gone.
Let's say I believe that, like you. That, to me, would be a reason why I would not want to give Mike Tomlin a contract extension. Because I would want to create the impression for Mike Tomlin that what has gone on is not good enough. And so if Tomlin has to perform for his job, he might be more inclined to hold Ben more accountable. If Tomlin gets an extension, well, then everybody got rich.
Do you think that the coach really has that much authority over the quarterback here or anywhere else where the quarterback's accomplished that much? Honestly.
Do I think if...
Like, Belichick's different.
Well, but Chris...
And Peyton and Brady work together.
If Tomlin gets an extension, there's no pressure for him to hold Ben accountable.
But, I mean, even if he tried to, would it matter? Mike McCarthy, I'm sure, tried, even though he was a play caller with Rodgers, and I get that dynamic, and Tomlin's not. Mike McCarthy, I'm sure, tried. They clashed. I'm sure that came about because Mike McCarthy tried to say, we're going to do it my way. I'm the coach. Look where he's at. He's yelling at teenage sons' basketball games because he got fired. I'm just wondering if the goal here is don't give Tomlin an extension, then maybe he'll hold the quarterback more accountable and feel pressure. I don't think that works out well
for
Mike
Tomlin. If Tomlin got a raise in an extension and was making over $9 million a year, what incentive would he have to lay down the law and then? Would he have any?
No. What incentive does Ben have to change if he just got 2 years, $68 million guaranteed to him? And Antonio Brown's across the country.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, Chris, but at least if Tomlin doesn't get the extension and there's a signal from ownership that things have to change, he could try it with Ben. And if it goes in one ear and out the other, well, at that point, it's Ben's fault, not Tomlin's.
Well, it won't be portrayed that way, though. It won't be. Even if Tomlin does that, people will take Ben's side. I'll tell you what you're saying here and what it would be instructive to observe if that were to happen. Tomlin doesn't get an extension. If Ben acts differently of his own volition, we'll know how much he likes Mike Tomlin or doesn't. I think I've asked Ed that before. I've asked somebody that before who covers the team. And
was it Mark Caboli?
I want to say it was Ed. I don't think it was Marky. And I think they said it was a cordial, positive, good relationship.
I'll tell you what.
Hold on. I need to finish the thought just very briefly.
Please.
Do you agree with me that if Tomlin didn't get an extension, you would be able to get a window into how Ben feels about him based on how he acted and tried to conduct himself that year, that following year? Like, that would be, if he didn't want Tomlin around or didn't care if he got fired, he wouldn't be taking, maybe, you know, he would be the same guy. And if he did want him around, he would maybe try to make his life easier. I think that's the case.
I mean, nothing is holding Ben back from giving Mike Tomlin a vote of confidence if he gets asked a question about it.
Correct. Now, anyway, back to the Kabbalah stuff.
I did not expect to get out of bed this morning and have one of the biggest sports stories of the day look like the following. Mark Caboli getting attacked on Twitter by Steelers players.
Well, it wasn't just any Steelers
player. That was
player.
Not in the cards for today. When we sat down...
You think Mark woke up and thought that was going to happen?
No, and if you're not up to speed on what's happened here with Mark Caboli and some Steelers defensive players, we will give you that headline later in the show. Greg Brown at 5 o'clock. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. But coming up, you think Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown drama is big?
I do.
Another Hall of Fame quarterback at his locker stall with an epic rant, raised his voice, got into it with reporters, ticked off, infuriated by what's going on, livid with things.
Airing out what's going on and making his feelings
right
known.
There, right there. Out
Not
in the
sugarcoating anything.
Not at all. What happened? Which NFL quarterback? Hall of Famer, mind you. Maybe one of the 10 best to ever do it.
Maybe one of the most talented guys, pure talent ever to play the position.
Is incensed right now. We have obtained that audio. JerMichael, great producing work, found it, and we will give it to you next on the PM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.